Joining us today, we have Jesse Aaron Paul, a political reporter with the Denver Post, and Marianne Goodland with Colorado Politics. Jesse, I know you've been covering some interesting bills that are making their way through the legislature.
So Republicans in years past have rebuffed efforts by Democrats to fix this program that allows immigrants living in the U.S. illegally in Colorado to get driver's licenses. This has been a year after year thing, but all of a sudden this year, Jerry Sonnenberg, the Senate President Pro Tem, a Republican from Sterling, kind of showed that he wants to help fix this program. And he cast a deciding vote on a bill to get it out of committee, to get it to eventually the Senate floor, that would offer some fixes for this program that has had tons of problems since the start. Basically, there's a long backlog of people that are waiting to get appointments to apply for the program. And there's people that are now getting back in line trying to renew their licenses to begin with. This bill, brought by a bipartisan group, basically would offer some light fixes to some of those issues, but it doesn't address some of the overall big picture problems that this program has had from the start.
And this has been a pretty political discussion when you're talking about people who aren't in the country legally and what type of documents they should have. Well, like you said, it keeps coming back and they haven't really found their way around that underlying disagreement on the overall issue.
You see what's going on in Congress, and federal legislators can't get it together in order to find an immigration deal. So the fact that this is actually making some movement in an election year, we've already seen so many politically charged bills and events happen here at the Capitol. The fact that this thing is showing some progress is pretty astounding, and it'll be interesting to see how it does in the full Senate. And if it makes it to the Democratic-controlled House, then it almost has sure passage to the governor's desk.
And Marianne, what have you been looking into?
In the last few days, I have been looking at a human trafficking bill that is moving through the Senate. It's carried by Senator John Kefalas, a Democrat from Fort Collins, and has a Republican co-sponsor, Beth Martinez-Humanic of Thornton. And what the bill would do is to basically grant immunity to minors who are caught up in prostitution under the premise that anyone under the age of 18 who's engaged in prostitution is in all likelihood a victim of human trafficking. But that is getting huge pushback from the Attorney General's office and the district attorneys and the chiefs of police who don't like the idea of immunity. And they also raise questions that once a minor goes into a treatment program, which is one of the other goals of this bill, that these treatment programs are voluntary, and once they come out, they go right back on the streets. We had a human trafficking day here at the Capitol where we heard some pretty astounding statistics about where Colorado is on the issue of human trafficking. A couple of years ago, before the legislature really started to address the issue, the state was given a D grade on its efforts. But then in 2014, they passed a sort of landmark rewrite of the Children's Code, and the state has moved up to what one person calls a very strong B. And there have been some really notable cases of abusers who have been caught in human trafficking activities in the state, with one of them who got 472 years in prison.
Another big issue down here is dealing with gun policy.
So in the wake of the shooting in Florida, legislators in both houses discussed gun policy and what to do next. It was a big topic conversation. Both the Senate and the House held moment of silences for the victims of that high school shooting. But it's going to be interesting to see what, if anything, gets passed this year. There was one bipartisan measure that made it through on Thursday that would increase penalties for people who break into gun stores and steal weapons there. But otherwise, we haven't seen any major gun control measures drop yet this year.
That was Jesse Aaron Paul with the Denver Post, Marianne Goodland with Colorado Politics. I'm Benta Berkland, and you've been listening to Capital Conversation.